Hey everybody, it's Chelsea with Style.
It's your boy Mikey Biggs with two Z's.
It's Jazz, aka the Style Introvert.
And this is the Nitty Gritty.
Well, you guys, I know you missed us last week, but like the song previously stated, ain't nobody got time for that. No, I'm just kidding. You know, life finals for, you know, 2/3 of the group. And, you know, Stout Introvert, she just be working all the jobs. She like Jamaican.
Mm-hmm. And I just really felt like Krayshawn last week. So I couldn't.
Where has she been?
The same place Kat Stax is at, probably.
In the abyss.
Obscurity. The place that Azealia Banks is quickly going to.
Okay, so. Yeah, we're back. It's been a pleasure. We had it. Well, actually, how was everybody's Mother's Day?
My Mother's Day was glorious. We made it a Mother's Weekend. Uh-huh. The men of the family cooked while the women went and got pampered, and they came back and they ate, and they didn't have to lift a finger other than a fork to their mouth. And it was. We went to church on Sunday and.
Praise the Lord.
Got itis at Denny's and fell asleep. That was, you know, the weekend was glorious. How was yours?
It was good. We just, like, took my mom to brunch, and that was pretty much it.
Well, I had to work, unfortunately, but I bought my mom her Beats by Dre that she's been bugging for, so...
She got money. Nope. Beats by Dre, a Lorge.
Yeah. Well, she didn't want like the big one. She just wanted like the wireless.
Oh, the buds.
Yeah, but those were still like over $100.
Well, yeah, especially if they're a wireless.
She had to have the wireless one.
This like, technology,
that's the
girl.
One she wanted was the wireless.
Spoil her.
That's because she spoils me sometimes.
She puts up with your ratchetivity.
I'm the princess. Of Thotlandia.
Yeah, ratchetivity.
She has to know that I am.
Whatever. So you guys, if you can't tell by now, this episode's going to be like rapid fire topic and like really random because we are still really busy with our lives. So, and a lot has happened that we all can't decide on what to cover. So we're just going to talk about stuff as it naturally comes up and hopefully, you know, there's a cute little nugget and a message within it that you could take away and spread to other people.
Welcome to our usual conversations on a daily basis.
This is definitely going to be us, happy hour on Fridays at Applebee's, getting our 350 nuggets and our half-off Long Island's and margaritas. This is the conversation we usually have.
Speaking of, Chels, you missed the white boy when we went last time. The white boy that... He brought us water or something.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I was trying to hook Jasmine up with everybody.
Listen, I don't want that.
Why? Was he like a hip white boy or was he just very like...
He looked like Abercrombie and Fitch, like, model that was stand out in front. But he was cute. Like,
he was. Cute. He got my approval.
I know, because you couldn't stop staring.
Whatever. There was plenty of things to look at that night. But anyway, let's start this off with some fun, like some fun topics. You know, me, I live for a good drama. I live for a nice, you know, plate of beef, especially when it's on, you know, the social media site known as the Twitter. And let's talk about female Chris Brown.
I don't know anything that's going on with him, so you'll have to, like, update me.
Well, by female Chris Brown,
other
I mean
than, like,
Azealia
his hair
Edge.
Now being, like, print.
Oh, you're talking about Skye the Dragon Slayer?
Yes. Dungeon and Dragon Priestess herself, Skye. So, Skye, what's her last name? Skye Jackson? There you go.
Zuri.
Zuri is her stage name on Disney. She,
hey, Zuri girl.
She's 14, aka underage, aka a minor.
Aka she can't even get cigarettes yet.
Aka flat chested.
And she doesn't even need a state ID. She can still do her, like, use her high school ID, right?
Aka she can't go to the movies alone.
Right.
So.
PG-13.
So she was minding her own business, perusing Twitter, hopefully taking in positivity and light and sharing nuggets of wisdom as, you know, we do. And she sees this, you know, troll escape from its habitat under somebody's bridge in Manhattan, attacking a young man, one-fifth of One Direction?
Yeah, Zane.
Zane Malik.
Mm-hmm.
Azealia Banks was attacking him unprovoked, first of all. Zane Malik was over here riding the high off of his new music video and single, which I don't really care for, you know, pop music like that, at least not recent pop music,
mm-hmm.
but that's actually a really good video
and a good song.
He's good.
Especially in that Back to Sleep remix. That's my jam.
He's what Justin Bieber should have been.
I love his voice.
So. Mm-hmm. He's pretty good for a cigarette smoker.
One of my kids will be conceived to one of his songs.
Okay, well, we'll let Devontae know that.
Devontae and Chelsea is getting it all.
That's making me blush.
Girl, you got too much makeup to blush. But anyway.
Didn't she, like, accuse him of stealing?
Wait a minute.
What did I miss?
Just because I have on some NC45 with a little bit of Maybelline color corrector. Don't come for me and my makeup, okay?
I'm just saying.
What did you say?
I said her face is too beat to see blush.
Basically insinuating that I'm caked on.
I mean, hey.
But it's cool, though. Follow me. Get on. Let me see. By 9:45 on the snap, I'll be Chelsea.
You'll be plain face?
Oh, yeah. Like I am every day.
I'll be Secretary of State?
Azealia Banks.
Okay. You have edges, though, and baby hairs.
I do, but, you know.
Your edge control's on fleek.
I guess I would say I am what she would try to aim for right now.
I would hope. Because what she's aiming for, gutter.
What
but anyway.
Jasmine?
Wasn't she accused of stealing, like, or he, she was accusing him of stealing one of her songs or something?
I mean, I would love to see, you know, the copyright infringement that she's, you know, referring to. But, you know, we're going to leave that alone for right now. Let's just talk about the blatant and disrespectful racism that was spewing from her mouth.
That I missed. The only thing I caught was her accusing.
We're just going to keep referring to her as Zuri from okay, now on.
I'm so Zuri, sorry. AKA Sky Jackson.
So, all I know from what I saw and what made me irate is that she referred to Zane Malik, who I believe is of Middle Eastern descent.
Mm-hmm.
She called him a sand nigger.
For no reason?
Apparently, I guess, accusing him of taking his music. Also a faggot. And I saw other that. Things.
And she's a Trump supporter.
First of all, I apologize for having to use these words and repeat them and just, you know, sully and taint your eardrums, but, you know, I'm here to report the news. I don't make it. So, she said that, and that's where I was like, should I go in on her and use my energy and time? Because this is worth it. You know me, I fight for the people. I'm a public defender.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is a perfect, and I haven't argued with anybody on the internet in quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I know she does this for, like, publicity, she's one of those people who believes all publicity is great publicity. And if you were there for episode, I believe, 1,
mm-hmm.
we said all publicity is not great publicity.
Right.
Girl, where is your PR?
Where is your music? You're doing all this publicity. What are you selling us, girl? I know you have a single out, but ain't nobody playing that.
Absolute.
Last time I checked, your single only got, like, 40 retweets on Twitter. But, yeah, and then that's when Sky Jackson politely, you know, poked her head through the door, said, everything all right in here? And Azealia Banks decided to take her aim out on this minor.
Mm.
This poor girl probably ain't even started her time of the month yet.
You know what?
She's, you know, if you were 17, 16, whatever, this girl is a smooth, fresh 14.
Freshman?
Ain't that still 8th grade?
Well, that's freshman.
Oh, gosh. Okay, maybe. Can you imagine seeing her on a high school campus?
Who?
She's so small.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God. I would have been like, whose little sister are you? I'm like, I didn't know elementary school was in high school field trips.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yes, but we've all thought, you know, Sky would, you know, be meek and, you know, a minor and, you know, just be like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm being bullied. So, Sky called on our ancestors. She called on the spirit of Joanne Prada. She called on
her dream catcher.
Her dream catcher.
In her floral, like, Snapchat filter crown.
And she said, oh, not today, you edgeless, scar-faced trollop.
Not while I'm in this blue dress with my middle part down, my head just sickening, just sitting there. Just
oh, my gosh. And the memes that ensued after. The whole time somebody posted a meme of her sitting down in the office. And she was like, now we all know who she was waiting for.
Right. Okay, I saw that.
Oh, my God. Whoever makes these memes, like, I hate you and I love you.
Exactly. I know the last episode we said that we were tired of memes.
Yeah.
But this was okay.
Yeah, we needed you. You know what? I don't have a problem with the meme makers. It's just the timing that's just annoying to me. Like, if there's something going on regarding Azalea Banks, Iggy Azalea, like, who else is a troll on Twitter?
Chris Brown.
Like,
Nicki Minaj, who we'll get to next.
Oh, why? Anyways, all those, keep doing what you do. But if it's just random stuff, like Sweet Brown or the old girl who made that Nicki thing, like, we don't need it.
Okay? Oh, we can talk about Kanye too.
Why not? I'm sitting down. Like, I can't. I can't do this.
I'm gathering all these people today. This episode's gonna be called The Reaping.
No.
It is. But yeah, Sky got her together saying, you know, my memes are more relevant than you. You know, take this loss, but we'll have several seeds. I don't snatch the little edges you have left. Sky just did what a grown woman was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't expecting it for somebody that wasn't a grown woman.
I'm over Azalea Banks.
Yeah, I just don't. I'm actually astonished by these old school ass derogatory terms she uses when she attacks people. Like, whose grandmother from, like, Vietnam are you talking to with these old school terms? Like, I haven't heard sand nigger in a long ass time.
My thing is, why is she so bitter and angry and a Trump supporter?
Some woman on Twitter who, you know, has less Twitter followers than, you know, our Twitter does, decided to defend her, saying, how about we stop attacking her for attacking others and start considering her mental illness?
Yeah, like, it's obvious she has, like, some mental, you know.
But guess what? Get off Twitter.
Right, like, you
have. She knows what she's doing. Fuck a mental illness.
She must be bored. Like, if you have that much time to get into arguments on Twitter, then basically you don't have enough time to make.
Likewise.
What comes to my mind is poor Kesha. She's out here fighting for her damn career.
Right. No, Kesha's free.
Oh, yeah. She made a music video with some dude.
Zed.
Yeah. I'm going to act like I know who that is.
Okay. Me too. But yeah, Kesha's free now, so we don't have nothing to worry about.
Is the song good?
I haven't heard the song. I just saw the post on Facebook, like, a few weeks ago.
Okay, well, Resurrection Day for Kesha. Congrats. What are you guys bringing for the burial of Azalea Banks? I think we need chicken.
McDonald's sweet tea.
Okay. Can somebody bring some napkins from somebody's trash can?
No.
I'll bring, like, that cheap-ass toilet paper that just scratches you. You know, the ones they use in public restrooms or at parks.
Especially government agencies.
Paper towels, too.
That toilet paper is one grade above sandpaper.
We're just going to give her paper towels. And
the paper plates that leak through.
Nokia phones.
I'll donate a Just For Me box.
Just for me.
and some edge control.
Why? Why waste your money on
some hair and nail pills?
And the let's, you know who we should have dance at her funeral? The girl who danced in the Living Seagull intro.
The one with the dress. Oh my gosh, with the seashell beads.
Yes, she was kicking.
Yes.
Kickball chains. High like,
kick. Toe touch.
So we're going to have her dance the girl from the Living Single intro. Living Single intro, if you guys know what that is, I'm sure. So.
YouTube it and get your life. And that saxophone starts hitting.
Yes, so like I said, I don't want to talk about Azalea Banks anymore. I just saw what she looked like, 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. And now, she's a troll. Like, she is the definition of a troll. Azalea Banks colon troll. That's what this is. We're done.
Come on, punctuation.
I don't want to talk about her anymore.
Ellipses.
She is so baby fat. No one wears baby.
No, she's FUBU.
Yeah. What was FUBU's name again?
For Us By Us.
Oh.
And this next person is going to be Boo-Foo. By Us, fuck you. And the next person we're going to talk about is My Neck, My Back.
What did she say again? I had reposted it on Facebook and tagged you in it. And I told you to get your girl.
She was basically saying that Beyonce ain't shit and that she's fake. And that she needs to sit down somewhere. And then the game, you
came
know.
Came in Beyonce's defense.
Came in Beyonce's defense. King of the eggplant. Well, ambassador, because apparently, you know, B.O.B. started the eggplant.
I'm in a relationship, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, girl, we're going to act like you're, you know, autonomous. But, the game called her Auntie Face, Droopy Titty. You
know. I didn't know that.
He just, you know, went
that
in on
that. Very, like, Black Picnic type slander, like.
You know? It is. It is. And then Kaya responded to that, and it was a very low blow, talking about, oh, you didn't, you should be over here protecting your women, but didn't you cheat on your wife? And didn't you watch your mom get her ass beat growing up? Like, and she just said some stuff that was really inappropriate that you could tell she was mad because she got put on blast.
Wow.
So she was like, well, let me just try to fuck you up real quick.
Well.
And for that, Miss Thing, little tidbit, she was booked to work at, DragCon for RuPaul's Drag Race, mm-hmm. and she got in a fight with one of the winners of season 2, and so her invite was rescinded.
Okay.
So you can't even book a drag queen convention, girl. You get no invites to any award shows. You can't perform at conventions. You're definitely not selling out arenas. All you do, you might as well be with Little Mama performing at backyard barbecues.
I'm Lauryn Hill to the bullshit. I'm late.
Oh, so. We're going to talk about Lauryn Hill, too.
Oh, my God. I don't even want
to. We got to catch up. We've been gone for a week.
Oh, my God. Let's just briefly talk about these imbeciles.
Okay, we're going to flash, you know, we're just going to run through these next ones. Lauryn Hill.
A mess.
Tardy for the party. I just don't know why people still buy tickets for Lauryn Hill off of that one album she had. Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Like, listen.
I think people still have, you know, hope for her.
If you're still crying tears of joy when that thing comes up on your shuffle, that's your ministry, not mine. I'm not participating in that emotional hate crime. But you gotta let that go. She had one good solo album. And that basically, that whole album was about, like, politics? Respectability politics. That's what her album's about. Ladies, close your legs and he'll respect you. Girl, you had five babies by a Bob Marley brother and look at you. Just, you got issues with, you're doing everything for free now because you owe, like, over $1 million to the IRS. You weren't respecting yourself, apparently. And you broke up the Fugees, so you're fake anyway. So why are these people over here mad about being late? You're late to everything. You're probably going to be late to your own death.
Oh.
Okay, Michael.
I think she'll be on time for that. And I don't mean to be rude, but I just really feel like should we, you know, very much so on time.
And her excuse, my driver was late, my chalk was aligned. What? So I could just show up 2 hours late to work and be like, my chakras weren't with it today?
Oh my God.
That's going to be my new excuse.
You know, could be.
We didn't have an episode last week because my chakras weren't aligned, you guys. I'm sorry. I need to go buy some quartz.
You know, I'm still shocked that my photos is this in your phone, but I forgot I did that.
Why are you on the phone recording the podcast, girl?
I'm over here on Twitter, actually, and I was going to bring this up once you, like, you know, open...
I'll take a breath.
Open, a lane, but it says, the headline says, Nicki Minaj is suing, I guess, Safari over a lawsuit.
Oh.
That's what's trending right now. And
click
then,
on it.
Well, let's see, you know. It says, basically, after Safari Samuels filed a lawsuit against her on May 9th, she went on a tweet storm. Minaj aired out her frustrations with not only their past relationship, but also the drama since she had moved on with her current boyfriend, aka Meek Mills.
Trash.
That's basically what it is. And she said in her tweet, quoted, tweeted on the 5th that the 6th was my baby. The 6th was my baby's daddy. Wait, what?
I'll
my baby's
it.
B-day. Celebrated on the 6th for his B-day publicly. Served with the lawsuit on the 9th. LOL. These celebrities just don't have any, you know. 2 years later, this poor excuse of a man is suing me and claiming me to have been physically and emotionally abused. LOL, he's so miserable.
Oh my gosh,
let's
girl.
Stop right there.
Okay,
you're
you
talking
go first.
About him being a poor excuse of a man. We're on Nicki Minaj and Safari, this whole lawsuit, you know. You're talking about, you're dragging him in the mud as if he didn't help you get to where Nicki Minaj is today. Let us not forget that you were squatting with your legs open, had a lollipop to your mouth, China bangs, and a 1B, and pink on bottom. Girl, don't do it. Like, I hate when people do that. You don't have to drag him just because y'all don't date anymore. And then watch, when you and Meek Mills don't make it, because I know you won't. No. Anyways, when you don't make it, then what?
Jasmine?
Drake's with Rihanna, so hey.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that crap-ass album, too.
Aww.
Jasmine, what is your take on this Nicki Minaj and Safari? The dash of Meek.
Isn't Safari, like, with Miss Nicki Baby or something?
What? From Love & Hip Hop?
Yeah. Was that her?
Listen,
I don't care.
I'm missing the chromosome.
To be quite honest, I don't care.
I'll just make this brief.
All right.
I don't
conclude
care.
Us in a word of prayer.
Nicki Minaj, You have the audacity to attack his manhood and his masculinity when you didn't claim him for the 12 years you were together. You said specifically, a woman can't have a man in the rap game. Nobody's going to work with me. I have to sell sex. A relationship isn't sexy. So you made him your assistant, quote unquote, your yes man, your hype man. And then didn't you cheat on him with your guys' mutual friend, aka Meek? That was his homeboy.
Oh, they were mutual friends.
Yeah.
Yes, they were friends. And that's why Safari was hurt when he was on the Breakfast Club.
And that's why you got hit by a Louis V freaking suitcase, bitch.
Did she really?
He hit her with her own Louis V suitcase.
Oh my God.
And scratched her lip.
That's
karma.
Okay.
Yikes.
Yeah, I still don't care.
Me either.
I'm just saying, Nicki Minaj, you're trash.
Right. The bottom line is this. Like, it doesn't even have to do with the person that you are. It's just the simple fact that, like, don't discredit somebody because you are where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, because you and Safari had that relationship prior to you being who you are now, you should have given him the respect to not go on social media and slander him like that. And I hope he gets you for defamation of character, because that right there was wrong, shady, and we didn't need it. Have fun eating popcorn at the house with Meek Mill, because he's still on lockdown.
And have fun meeting your brother, you know, at jail, since, you know, he raped that girl.
You didn't have to bring that.
I mean, she brought it up.
I hate when people do that. I can't stand that. Just because you're somebody now, like, you're brand new. Just because Beyonce's calling you, asking you to, like, come on stage and, like, you know, Wonder Girl costumes. We just don't. I'm so irritated. I don't like that shit.
Not Wonder Girl. Okay, let's just, like, move on to music. How about that?
Just okay. Like music. I miss that comment.
So, let's musicians. What do you guys think about this shit about Prince coming out after his death?
What do you mean coming out?
Like, how they're always speculating, was he a drug addict? Did he have AIDS? Why didn't he have a will? All this stuff. First of all, a will, him not having a will, even though it's very rock star, it's also very dumb.
Yeah, it complicates things. And there's 701 people claiming to be his child.
Jesus.
I know.
Exactly.
And I was on EUR Web and I was having a conversation with this girl, one of the, like, fans or whatever, and she basically was saying that, about this story, she was saying how, like, why are we even tripping because, you know, Prince is gone, whatever, like, this story, like, all these people want to come out when he died, knowing damn well if Prince was still alive, he would sue that ass.
Right. And, you know, I don't want to bring up race, but, you know, they don't do this to the white celebrities.
Yep, they really don't.
I feel like it's a Shonda Rhimes.
They're gonna go call Becky with the good hair with that shit.
Oh my gosh. I really do feel like it's a Shonda Rhimes conspiracy. I feel like they're trying to make this a repeat of Michael Jackson's death because they keep trying to find his doctor.
Yeah.
And his doctor mysteriously quit his practice that he was working at.
Who's Prince?
Prince's doctor. He quit after Prince died.
I honestly just think Prince wanted to go. Like, I feel like he really just fulfilled what he felt was his purpose here. And he was like, I'm tired, I want to go. And he did it like the Michael Jackson way.
He got the rights to his music and he's like, I'm tired.
Right.
Or B613 took him out.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Papa Pope.
You know, because Kerry Washington is pregnant again.
Here we go from all these scenes on Scandal from like chest up.
Oh my gosh.
Is you mad?
Yes. Well, since we're on the topic of mad, let's talk about who I'm actually legitimately, like, mad at and disappointed in.
Oh.
I remember, I believe it was the first episode, maybe the second, where I said I didn't want to talk about the Afrika Bambaataa issue.
Mm-hmm. It was the first.
It was the first episode? Thank you, Jasmine. Look at you. You're like our elephant. You just have the memory for days. I want to talk about it now, not the entire case in itself, just two things. His bodyguard said he saw everything.
I heard that.
I feel like the bodyguard needs to go to jail. Probably not as long as Afrika Bambaataa.
For not saying anything?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you not saying anything and turning a blind eye is basically allowing the stuff to continue happening. You could have turned him in as soon as you saw it. What kind of person are you sees a grown-ass man probably on all fours doing God knows what to a minor? And you're just like, well, I need my paycheck. Ugh. And then KRS-One.
That
broke my heart. I feel like I can't trust any of these greats. Even they're either gonna die or they're gonna show they just ain't shit.
Yeah.
KRS-One, you are a legend. But
what did they do?
KRS-One, he said, I don't care what he did.
He did. That's what he said.
Literally what he said. I don't care. It's all about hip-hop. Let's put hip-hop first.
Mm-hmm. He feels like that shouldn't have an effect on Afrika Bambaataa's title. Like, but it should.
I got some for Talib Kweli, too.
What?
He said something, too?
He said something about Lauryn Hill.
Oh. Like, was it good, bad, or?
He said Lauryn Hill's a legend. Legends can be late.
I mean, this, okay.
No. I don't. This is my thing. This is why I don't claim being a fan or a stan. If I like you and your music, I'll fucking listen to it. This whole thing that artists are better than everybody else is bullshit. I'm over it. I don't care if you're not an artist. Your ass ain't Oprah. Oprah can be late if she wants to be. Mm-hmm. But she's not. You know why? Because she wants money in the fucking future. Mm-hmm. Lauryn Hill, you don't want money in the future. KRS-One, you don't want money in the future. Azealia Banks, you don't want money in the future. Chris Brown, all these trollops and trolls.
Well, wait, Chris Brown Chris Brown has like a residency like situation in Vegas right now. So.
And that's how you know he washed up.
Well, that's not entirely true. There's still a lot of people that go there. I wanted to go.
I cannot name in my memory as a 25-year-old anybody that went and had a residency at Las Vegas and was still kicking it mainstream.
Really?
Like, who came back and was like, and why is Chris Brown having a residency before Usher? That says something.
I can that see Usher something. Having a residency in Vegas, though. I would go. Speaking of Vegas, but we'll get to that later.
Speaking of Usher, why is he being a thirst trap on Snapchat?
Because he can't hear.
He looked like a meth addict.
What?
He's really skinny.
I didn't see it. I've been hearing about it, but I didn't get a chance to, like, really see it.
He where posted, it? Like, a top-down picture on Snapchat. I'm going to look on
Twitter real quick. In black and white.
And he put, like, an emoji over his no-no part.
Okay.
But I was just, like, looking at his clavicle and his shoulder blade, and I was like, sir, I know you're small and petite, and you always have been, but you need to eat some beef, because you're looking real Night Before Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
Real Jack Frost girl.
I had a crush on him when I used to read Teen People magazine.
Usher?
Yep.
Who didn't have a crush on Usher? He was the king of being an ancient nigga, but making it okay. All his songs are about being ancient.
But you're gonna be smart about it.
Confessions was all him cheating on Chili.
Yeah.
And we all ate that up. That has to be like the biggest selling album like of all time. I swear Confessions was everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
You don't have to call. It's okay, girl, because I'll be all right tonight. Mm-hmm. And did you see the music video?
No.
That nigga had on Heelys.
Oh, okay.
In the club.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's life. That's the life we live.
I think I hated that video, yeah.
Yeah,
that but was I've seen Usher in person, like at his concerts, mm-hmm. and he's a good entertainer. So most if he definitely. Does have a residency, I will go ahead and you know buy a ticket and buy a plane ticket and just be there.
I love Usher. Where's he at though?
It was like I remember that day too. It was right after I graduated high school, and his ticket was like $60, and like I got good seats too. I was so shocked. He came like. Up right in front of like me and this other girl. We're no longer friends, but yeah.
How does Chris Brown have a residency before Neo?
What?
I feel like Neo's style as a musician is more residency material. Yeah,
I see what you're saying. Like
people who go see residencies are like AARP members.
But I mean, Mariah Carey has one, so
well, AARP members. Chris Brown's is a little different because he's at a club.
You want to go to a Las Vegas Rex and see where he's performing Take You Down and Air Up in the Sky?
No, but he's at a club, though. So, I mean, haven't you seen any of his videos?
I don't know. Care.
So, it's a little different to me, I feel, like, than going to see J-Lo.
So, it's not like a residency. It's like...
No, it's just on like campus, he's...
Saturday suspension.
Saturday school?
OCS?
Oh, my gosh. I was...
You went to Saturday.
No, that would be really good marketing for Chris Brown. Chris Brown concert, OCS.
No.
That would be cute.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Whatever. You guys are lame. Oh, and my so God. Uninvolved.
Rachel Dolezal is all with you. But, yeah, so that's crazy. Switching gears, though. You said you had to mention something about, what's her face? We talked about Kaya, Lauryn Hill.
You could talk about Madonna.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have heartburn.
I personally don't mind Madonna doing the tribute. Her and Prince were very good friends, so I don't see the issue.
That's I don't I want... I'm just tired of her. Like...
She didn't do anything wrong.
I don't know. What I if she comes out in blackface? It.
Did you know they're going to do a Whitney Houston hologram?
What if Madonna comes out in blackface for Prince's tribute? If she does, you heard it here first, the nitty gritty.
I don't know why she would come out in blackface when Prince is only half a shade darker than her.
But Madonna does some crazy ass shit. And she may wear a wig just like Prince, like a mullet on top.
She wouldn't mock him.
I think she would because she goes all out. To me, her and Lady Gaga are like, Lady Gaga is more extreme than Madonna. But I know Madonna, for somebody that, like, that influential, that big, and that high of an honor, she's going to go all out.
Then I hope she goes all out with the music and not the antics.
I hope not.
Yeah, I agree.
She may come out with Slave on her face. I don't know, so.
Oh, my God.
You heard it here first, the nitty gritty.
She might come out butt naked with the principal.
Let's not.
Painted on her chest plate.
Yeah.
Because I don't call those breasts.
What? What are those?
What are those?
Oh, my God. Skin okay. Tea.
Enough. We're not bringing up Instagram trends, okay? But speaking of Instagram, let's talk about these here fashions.
Okay, what's up, Jazz? Because, you know, all I keep seeing is maxi dresses and what is that material?
Chiffon?
Not chiffon. It's in secret. Everybody's clothes. Not, no.
It's not. Rayon?
Yes.
Rayon and polyester?
Yes. That is the blend for the summer.
Huh? Oh, my gala dress wasn't that bad.
I don't know.
I just don't understand how Taylor was best dressed.
I like Zoe Kravitz's outfit.
I didn't see Zoe Kravitz.
I'll show you. It was so cute. But there's this guy you guys need to see. His name is John Drops.
Oh, is he the one that was recreating the Met Gala dresses from like House
His
Materials?
His Twitter is at @JohnDrops all together. He's hecka funny. He started doing the Met Gala like everybody's that. Well, he tried. I don't think he tried it. Did you do everybody's?
Just about.
Pretty much everybody's. But if you follow him on the day-to-day basis, he just does random celebrities, like, outfits. He recreates them and just...
He's bored, but he's bored in a good way.
Yeah, but anyways, the Met Gala, let me see, Zoe Kravitz photo. It was so cute.
Can we talk about how Nicki Minaj looked like the inside of an Escalade?
Oh my goodness.
She looked like one of them video game car seats you could buy from GameStop for like $50.
Stop it.
She just looked like a belt buckle Pokemon. Like, she just looked like a pick and pull auto like shop just personified and just transformed into a being.
Did y'all see when they said Katy Perry's wig was inspired by Delicious Mom?
I'm hella weak.
Did y'all see that?
I hate it.
I hated that bang. That bang.
Oh my God. This is Zoe Kravitz.
She was definitely trying to... Katy Perry was definitely channeling her inner drag queen that night.
The only person that mattered for the Met Gala that I really cared about and would only talk about would be Claire Danes. And her Zac Posen dress.
That dress that, like, lit up.
Yes, her Cinderella-style dress. That's the only person that matters.
It looked like Northern Lights. It looked like an Aurora Borealis. Or what the thing's called,
I feel like Zac Posen, though, he kind of went over the top with the theme, and I liked it.
Because everybody else was so random and understated.
So there is a theme for the Met Gala.
Yeah, every year. It was, like, metal and industrial.
It was,
That was the theme.
Man versus machine.
There you go.
So just supposed to be like more futuristic kind of.
Was Beyonce man? Because her dress was very like fleshy.
I'm in the Beehive. It looked like that ass. If you come for Beyonce.
Oh my gosh! Can you be logical for a second? I will say I didn't know, and when I first saw the dress, I was like, "What is up with her in these nude ass colors?" But then like I found out it was latex, like that whole dress. So she must have been cooking.
Yeah.
Like, she was an oil slick. And then when I went on Twitter, somebody said, I'm in the Beehive, but why is Beyonce looking like a bedazzled foreskin? I cried.
Listen.
You know, I wouldn't have mind the dress if it was just a different color. Just the fact that it was that color.
Mm-hmm.
If it was maybe like a burgundy or like a gunmetal gray.
I will say the shade was kind of close to her skin.
I would have loved an olive. That would have been a cute color. Olive latex, that would have been new.
The only thing I was confused about, like everybody else, was her eyeshadow, but I see you. Like, I feel it.
I was confused about Kanye's contacts. And then
he did not Chelsea out.
And his sparkly denim jacket. Like, that's the only one that looked like he was about to, like, go to someone's cookout.
I fear for the future of St. West.
Or, Listen, I'm going to be like North and just not pay attention
to anybody. No pictures, please. Just not pay attention. Hashtag, where in the world is Penelope Kardashian? Right?
Where is Penelope?
Where in the world is Penelope? I haven't seen her in a picture forever.
She's the only one that matters to North is Penelope.
Because North needs a sidekick.
And then the Balmain army, like, glad you came.
Who was in Balmain?
Kylie was.
Kylie's dress was decent.
I like Kylie's dress. Was Kendall there? But she said it was scraping her, like she got scratches from her dress. Kendall was in Versace.
Okay, was that cute? I feel like it was cute.
Yeah, I liked her dress.
I just don't like Taylor's.
I mean, it was like, I'm 50-50.
And you know what it was? It was the hair.
Probably.
That hair washed her. And I don't even like Taylor, but she's not an ugly girl by a long shot. She's very pretty. But she definitely made herself look less attractive that night.
She looked like one of Lady Gaga's children from American Horror Story. That's what she looked like.
So Jasmine's going to do the rest of the show by herself. Because Chelsea's officially knocked down on my floor. And after that comment, I'm just going to, like, wave the white flag. Why? Because, first of all, that season of American Horror Story was way
convoluted. I will come back once we're done talking about the Kardashians. Oh. I have nothing else to say about these people.
Black China is about to reign the Kardashian empire. And Chelsea's on the floor again. She is. She's like, her and Tokyo Toni are about to take over the Kardashian empire. Unless they let Kris Jenner become the puppet master.
I just want to know what the baby's name is going to be. Is it going to be named after a continent? A country?
I will chime in on this, though. I did see Kris Jenner is definitely using Blac Chyna, or they're in cahoots with each other, because she launched her app. She has a, like, China emoji app. So there's a bunch of emojis, like, yeah. And ironically, you know, her sister-in-law, Kim, has Kimoji, so, I mean, hey.
And Amber has Mub Emoji.
Continue. I'm done. Like, I can't, I just.
The Kardashians just take everything from everyone.
I don't watch E. I don't either.
That's banned from this television right here.
I don't watch it either. I don't even give them, like, a double cheeseburger. Like, I can't. So, I'm done. I can't.
I want a double Mub Emoji.
Why?
I love Amber Rose.
I doubt I'll probably be able to
see it. $1.99? Girl, bye.
So, yeah, we got through all the riffraff, I think, of Hollywood for these past couple of weeks. We didn't really miss anything, huh?
Beyonce, thank you for Lemonade still.
I know. I'm just still bumping Lemonade. Like, I watch the visual at least, like, twice a week, so. I love it. I downloaded it at work.
No, Jay-Z better not come out with a freaking response.
I don't think he is. These people are all just, like. Time. Beyonce is on tour, and then she's going to be taking a break, and she's going to go to, like, Iceland and take Blue because she's never been, like, shit.
And if she's really sponsoring that watermelon water, I will be drinking it all summer.
Ooh, that sounds refreshing. Mm-hmm. I love watermelon.
It's cool. It has to be really, really dark red. Like, I need my shit to taste like Kool-Aid. Yeah.
With extra sugar?
With extra sugar. I want my shit to be like syrup.
You better call Becky with the good hair.
I love that song. I listen to it every day.
Me too. And I just...
Can we talk about the grammatical error in Hold Up?
Which one? What is it?
What's worst? Looking jealous or crazy? Supposed to be what's worse.
Who wrote that?
Well, you know.
I think she just sung it.
Okay.
Because I heard somebody wrote that song, Daddy. Daddy's...
Daddy Lessons?
Yeah. Like, I heard she didn't write that. That's somebody's song.
Apparently she had like 20-something.
I love that song too.
Apparently she had 20-something writers on her album.
Listen, Beyonce is trying to keep the economy employed, okay? Do you hear me?
Listen, job security.
She's coming. No benefits, but just guaranteed peanut butter and jelly.
Like, and look, Meek Mill accused Drake of not writing his lyrics, so Drake had to write a whole damn album. Look how boring that shit was.
You know, I will say I like maybe 3 to 4 songs on there.
I agree.
That's it.
I agree.
That's not even including Hotline Bling, because I'm over that song.
I just feel like he needs to stop fucking Rihanna. And, like, because it just feels like this whole album is like, I've been in Rihanna's poom poom, so let me do a whole Calypso album of me singing. It was 80% singing and 20% rapping. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Drake, like, your singing voice gets you by, but not for almost an entire album.
Yeah. I would like to see a collab with Beyonce and Andre Day. I think that would be just so, like, Selma. It would just touch my heart.
I'm not here for all that over-singing.
You don't like, oh, Andre Day?
I love Andre Day, but I don't need people yelling at me. I don't. Like, I cannot. I have PTSD. Oh,
that stuff is so real. Drama. You're so pray. But
all right, we got through fuck shit.
Oh,
we
my got God, my chest feels so much better.
Music, we got through fashion.
Yeah, we're just gonna talk about some local stuff real quick before we end this podcast.
Did anyone hear about the Bernie Sanders rally?
Did you see that turnout?
No, I didn't.
On social media, yeah, I didn't go.
He filled an entire arena.
Yeah, I heard. And this girl in my class said she went, and she said she got in, but 4,000 people didn't. So there were 4,000 people on the outside just listening to him.
Damn.
But unfortunately, they're saying if even if Burley wins everything from here on out, Hillary would still win.
She is going,
I can't disagree with that.
I think Hillary's, that's why I was like, I didn't even go. I didn't go because I know Hillary's winning California. We're the most liberal state out west, and she's
Bernie's leading Cali. But he could actually win all the remaining states.
Yeah.
And she would still win because she has like 800 more delegates than he does.
Yeah, no. He's not winning California. I didn't even go. Bottom line is we're fucked. I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm easily voted. I mean, I'll vote for Bernie. Uh-huh. And then I'm going to vote for Hillary because Bernie's obviously not going to win. But I'm not voting for Trump. Like, mm-mm. That's not. Honestly, I don't even. Honestly, he could probably, like, get Jesus to be his running mate. I'm still going to vote for Hillary. Like, I just can't deal with Trump.
I don't think anybody can. Well, except for
there are plenty of people that do. Because, listen, yeah. Trump supporters vote, honey.
They do.
They show. Why? Because they got no jobs.
They put that moonshine down and they go vote.
Some of them do have jobs. I feel like some of the customers that come into my job are Trump supporters.
I'm sure.
On the low.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very much so sure that they
But listen, if things go the way they're supposed to and Hillary wins, you know we're basically guaranteed not to have another Republican candidate for life. And so we have, like, children our age. Because Republicans are like, I don't even know what the fuck I am anymore.
No, I'm laughing at these memes. See, this is where I appreciate you meme makers. There's been memes going around on Twitter.
Leave Ashanti alone.
Wait, what does it say?
Okay, there was one meme in particular where it says, you know, like, you see her face, like how she's trying hella hard to hit a note. Mm-hmm. But you know how high Beyonce gets, but she doesn't do all this? So there was a meme that said, I bet you... No, it said, I guarantee you Beyonce is singing louder than Ashanti. And then it had her face like
yeah,
that. I don't know. We'll retweet it on the, like, Twitter page, but
Jasmine,
when I saw
pull that lever down. That's why the lights flickering.
I saw Ashanti last year at Cal Expo, and you know, baby.
That's that why her mouth was open that wide? She was like, oh baby.
You saw her for the free?
Yep.
Rain on
I didn't even I didn't pay for a ticket. I saw her on the screen.
Who would pay for a ticket for a B-list celebrity?
I remember when Ciara...
Ashanti's body go, though.
Her body is stupid. Her body, Maya's body.
Where is Maya? She's still twerking in strip clubs.
Probably.
She got thick.
Her lower half don't make no sense.
I haven't seen a picture of her recently.
Her top is definitely a small. Her bottom's definitely extra large.
Mm-hmm.
Your worst enemy, Chelsea.
But yeah, back to local, you know, stuff before we go. I just have to get this off my chest because, you know, a friend of our show would like for us to just discuss briefly our the challenges we faced on a particular
public transit.
Yes, they are a how can I explain them?
We like to call them you know, Regine.
Or the
Regina.
Yeah, or the Richter scale transit.
And I like to call it Chernobyl.
Yeah. I like Chernobyl.
Just imagine a train.
Yes.
Well, not even a train. Just imagine a box.
A caboose.
That smelled like urine. Mm-hmm. And you know the cover of that movie, White Noise? Like, I feel like that person just came through and just graced all the windows with whatever, like, shit they leave behind.
Okay, I have a visual for you. Our public transit system, aka Regine, aka Reginald, aka Chernobyl. Imagine Ivan Ooze from the first Power Rangers movie having an enema.
Okay.
That's what it looks like in that bottle. The inside of that bottle is the, you know, personification of regional transit. Mm-mm. Like, Chelsea, give us an example of, you know, what you see on a weekly basis.
Well, if you guys are following me on Twitter, and soon I will be posting via the Nitty Gritty's Twitter. I every day, you know, I have to unfortunately ride that because I like to save gas, and it's hard to park downtown. So I don't want to spend like almost $100 a week just to park there. But I, you know, experience a lot of like loud singing, screaming, cigarette smokers. Today this guy, he smoked a blunt on the train. And if you don't know what a blunt is, it's marijuana rolled up in a Swisher wrap.
Or, could possibly, you know, be laced. I don't know.
Or, you know, what are they, zigzags? Like all those kind of things. Like
kids love
the, they were smoking too. A blunt, like, on the train, lighting it up, sparking it up, just having its way. I also experience, you know, men yogging seats from women, you know, just taking them. And I don't know what to say, but just a whole hearty get your together regional transit, because I'm sick of it. You guys are also going up by the summer in your fare, single fare ride, so which means that monthly passes are going up. And the fact that y'all don't even clean these trains, can we talk about it? Oh, like I said, if you're following Regional Transit Chronicles, the hashtag, you will see what I'm talking about. I have been doing my best spreading awareness of like what I see on like the trains and how miserable and unfortunate it is. How it smells, I can't do it justice, but how it looks, I can. Get your shit together. That's what I'm gonna say. And I'm tired of taking showers, putting on perfume, going on there, and then the odor just killing it. Like, I'm over it. I can't. I get really mad when I think about regional transit.
Why?
And I can't even talk to my boyfriend on the train because it's just too loud. The girl, the operator's voice telling me where the next stop is, it gets on my boyfriend's nerves. Aww. So we can't talk on the train. Thank you. Thank you. $2.75 per ride. Are you really recording me going in?
I am recording you going
in. I'm just fucking irritated with regional transit. I really, really, really wholeheartedly am. So, that's where I'm at.
Well, ellipses. Regional transit for me, it's been a struggle because, one, doors don't open when you press the button.
Oh my God.
Somebody's always just throwing themselves on the tracks, making it incredibly late, and then, you know, you're behind schedule. People love putting their feet on the seats, so I have to stand. I don't feel like fighting a riffraff over a seat. They're not hypoallergenic. There's plenty of homeless that ride it and sleep, shit, and piss. I, for one, saw a homeless man today who rummaged through a garbage can at 16th Street, got on, and put the muffin that he got out of the garbage can on the seat and used a knife that he got, a plastic one that had black residue on it. I don't know what it was used for. Maybe the cooked crack. I do not know. And he then used to slice the half-eaten muffin from the garbage can into perfect, you know, pieces. That way he could eat like a classy lady on the light rail in 90-degree weather with no air conditioning and high schoolers all around. And don't get me started on these high schoolers that get on the light rail just screaming on the top of their lungs even though they're only 2 feet away from each other. I'm like, sis, there's no music on the light rail. Why are you yelling? Use your inside voice. You're embarrassing older black people. You're embarrassing me. I feel like that old black lady that clutches their purse when I see young folk and just be like so pitiful. Like, that's how I feel. They just hop on the light rail with their fake Uggs and their scuffed up Timberlands and their raggedy Jordans and Air Forces.
Wait. Why are they wearing scuffed Uggs in the summertime?
Because parents buy them and they ain't spending that much money on their kids if they flunking out. So they just hop on that light rail and they just scream, nigga, 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 bitch, bitch, bitch. And she gave me head in the bathroom when there's an 81-year-old Middle Eastern woman right next to them, just like appalled. And she just looks at me like, can you get your cousins? And I'm just like, I don't know these heathens. And it's just ridiculous. And it's just every day. And then they don't clean it. There's tobacco on the ground from people emptying out their freaking Swisher sweets. There's dudes walking up and down yelling, hey, I got that Cali Kush. Hey, I got that grape. I got that bubbly. And I'm just like, I don't know what any of this means. I just want to get to the Franklin stop so I can book it to the Elk Grove. It's all I want to do. It smells like shit, piss, bedussy, and broken dreams.
Boom, gosh.
You have all of these, you know, these Asian people on there who are honestly the most clean people in the world, and they're smart as hell because they come on with their face masks. They put plastic trash bags on the seats to sit on because they don't want the germs. They grab the poles. They wear gloves. They wear them rubber gloves you used to do dishes in. They wear those on the light rail because they don't want to catch salmonella or typhluenza or the Zika or swine flu or bird flu. They don't want to catch none of that shit. They are smart and I envy you. Basically, I'm going to get on your level this summer. I'm not done. I cannot wait to graduate from Sac State this December so I can find me a job in Elk Grove and never have to use that janky ass, inconsistent, musty bumper clot system ever again. Hey! Monday, I got on. A drunkard got on the light rail with his dog, fanny pack in tow, with two Bud Lights poking out of his fanny pack. The doors were broken, so when he finally got to his stop, he had to book it down the other side of the frickin' caboose hop off. And guess what he forgot on the light rail when it took off? His fucking seeing eye dog. And what did his dog do when he noticed his owner wasn't around? That dog came right up to me, sat down, and he looked at me like, so where are we going today, nigga? And I said, I'm not bringing you home. You might have fleas, madame. So when we got to that next stop, I waved down a buff, bald-headed security guard, and I said, sir, a drunk white man left his dog on here. It has this dog has them handlebars and that handicap mat. So I'm guessing that old drunk man needed this dog to get to and fro. And he said, I already got the call that a man was drunk and belligerent because he left his dog on the light rail because the doors were broken. I said, good, take it. I'm trying to get to the Elk Grove. He laughed. I said, Barack Obama, mic drop. And I went on about my motherfucking day. And let me tell you, that was a very special circumstance, but it gets real on the light rail. I saw bitches fighting over fucking gladiator sandals. I saw a man fight two dudes because he scuffed his J's. And I'm just sitting here trying to protect the children. Somebody else speak.
It's just very, like, imagine just not growing up with morals. That's what it is. But I'm sure these parents, these kids that are on the train, they're somebody's kids. They've been ripped upside the neck.
Not ripped upside the neck. Right?
They had to go grab switches from the tree. They know how to act, but they just choose not to act human.
Well.
I know, like, how do you talk?
After Michael just went off.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah, I'm sorry that you guys have to go through that. I've only taken the light rail a few times.
And then let's not talk about the windows that just are
inconsistent. Don't open.
Like, and then not only that, they got the nerve to run the air early in the morning when it's cold, when we got a little bit of dew on the ground. But then, when it's hot, when we need the air,
they turn the heat on. They turn the heat on when it's 93 degrees outside with windows that don't open. Bruh. And they want to double the prices.
That almost hit me.
I need to move.
Listen, whoever is investing in this new arena, which is supposed to be opening in September, if you're looking for a new business venture, regional transit, bruh, that's all I'm saying.
Please,
ask.
You're trying to bring all this money
right
into downtown.
Regional transit
upgrade
is what you can do. But I'm done. I don't know if y'all are done. I feel like I've just gotten everything off my chest. It was a great run. And thank you all for listening to us.
Jasmine, do you have anything going on? Anything you want to share for the people?
The people.
Well, after your RT rant, I don't really have any stories like your guys'. After I got hit on by the guy with the Obama phone, like, I was done. Taking the light rail.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, is Clinton going to do, like, Clinton pagers? Clinton two ways?
You know, I low-key want a pager.
I want my sidekick back, bruh.
I want a pager. That way I can... It's just... You're screening calls. Instead of, like, penis pictures.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I'm over that, too. And send those through Snapchat.
Oh, my God.
I think
our next episode should be definitely about social media etiquette.
I'm ready.
We'll do that. Social media etiquette. Is that Zuri again?
Why?
All right, y'all. We out.
She was born in 2002.
Oh, my God.
Zetus Latinus.
Make sure you guys check out Chels with Style.
Yes.
Check out The Styled Introvert and Spittin' Life on all the social media websites. Sorry that this episode was so random, but I hope you love it.
Yes.
Because I love these two.
Yeah.
And we love you.
And we love you too.
You guys have been cracking me up this whole time.
Oh my God. Thank you for our unorganized, we needed this. This was our Ayanna Van Zandt Fits Our Life episode.
Right, because you guys both went in on RT.
Like, and you guys are our mammy titties. Like, you guys are what we lay our head on and just weep.
And on that note, I'm leaving.
We weren't even drunk this time either.
No.
Just
all right, guys. See you guys on the next episode.
Au revoir.
Bye.